Please pray with me. Dear Lord, please give me a fitting and pleasant manner of speech, so that my conversations may be pleasing to you and to those who hear it, for Jesus' sake and for my eternal welfare. Amen. The Bible tells us God is full of grace and mercy and is ready to forgive. Were it not true, God would not have told Jeremiah, "If you turn back, I will take you back." And it is equally explicit about anger. Otherwise, the Apostle Paul would not have told us, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all." If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Have you ever said something and immediately wished you could take it back? Or said something only to find out that it created a barrier between you and someone you care about? Or gotten into an argument that ended a wonderful relationship? All of us have experienced the receiving and giving ends of each of those questions. And our friends have told us their stories of broken relationships. Sometimes these stories have happy endings and other times they don't, but people and their relationships can have reconciliation and happy endings when they lovingly engage in three things. Right now, imagine, if you will, children playing a game many of us grew up with that now many states have banned, dodgeball. Two of the players were the best of friends, but not the best of athletes. Their names are Joey and Susie. Today's game was very competitive, leaving Joey and Annie left in the middle of the basketball court. As the ball passed through the two of them, Susie caught the ball and hurled it towards the final two competitors, hitting Joey right smack dab in the back, which made Annie the winner. Embarrassed and hurt over the fact that his best friend threw the ball at him instead of Annie, and forgetting Susie couldn't throw the ball very accurately, he shouted at Susie, "You're not my friend anymore. You're ugly, your breath stinks, and I never want to speak to you again." As tears filled her eyes, Susie replies, "Joey, you take that back right now." But Joey turns and walks away shouting, "Over my dead body." And Susie retorts, "Fine, be that way." One game among friends, one misunderstanding, and a few words said in the heat of the moment caused two friends to turn away from each other. Thinking back on the many games we played as children and the words we spoke to each other, regardless of the consequences, one would think we would have learned that words can hurt more than actions, and that misunderstandings can escalate by simply refusing to do one of three things that mend relationships. Years later, Joey came home and asked Susie and Junior, "Who backed over the new plans?" Immediately, Susie and Junior began fighting when Susie accused Junior of backing over the plans. Joey tried to intercede in this trivial matter, but to no avail. Words were spoken, feelings were hurt, and major damage was done to their relationship as Junior stormed out of the house, never to return. Since that day, 30 years have passed. The phone occasionally rings, but no one's on the other end, only silence. Many people wondered how Susie and Joey stayed married after that day. Every day, Susie wishes she could take back the words she screamed, and Joey constantly wonders, "Was there something else I could have done?" And they are left with only the hope and prayer that one day, after the phone rings, instead of silence, a voice will ask, "Mom and Dad, can I come home?" One family destroyed because of a simple argument filled with unfiltered words and no opportunity to ask for forgiveness or to receive forgiveness. Why is it those we love the most can also be the ones we hurt the most? Maybe it's because we feel freer to express ourselves with our loved ones, our friends, and God without considering the consequences. Those same people we laugh with and enjoy being with can become the same ones we shake our fists at when we are upset. And sometimes we even blame them for our own faults. If you think you're alone when it comes to needing to turn back and repent, think again. By now you're wondering if I'm ever going to tell you what the three things are. Well, happy endings in relationships are made when we admit that we've wronged someone, when we ask for forgiveness, and when the one we hurt grants us forgiveness. If Joey hadn't taken back what he said to Susie and Susie hadn't forgiven him, they might never have gotten married. If Susie and Junior would have fought before they spoke or immediately took back what they yelled at each other, and if Joey had done something different, the hurts stood a chance of healing. And if they would have known the end result of their anger and hurt was permanent separation, they may have spoken differently. The prophet Jeremiah is in a similar predicament after the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. The tribe of Judah and Jeremiah are looking for someone to blame for the conquest and destruction of their country. And in today's reading, Jeremiah is in extreme anguish because nobody's listening to him. And so he turns his anger towards God and shakes a verbal fist, saying, "Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Truly you are a deceitful brook like waters that fail." Now, updating the words a few thousand years, should my whole world fall apart, my verbal assault towards God may sound like this: "God, I'm in such pain. Why don't you heal me? You can do it if you want to. I know you can. But you choose not to help me, and I cannot trust you anymore." What about you? Do you think you might say something like that or have said something similar to God? When God spoke comforting, forgiving words to an anguished Jeremiah, God also speaks to us. When we're angry with God for not doing as we think he should, our Lord tells us, "If you turn back, I'm going to take you back, and you shall be with me. If you speak good things and don't have a trashy mouth, you'll be able to speak on my behalf." When confronted by words spoken in anger, or when you speak words in anger, remember these three things. Admit you're wrong. Ask for forgiveness. And give forgiveness. Because if taking back what was said in anger was good enough for God and Jeremiah's relationship to have a happy ending, shouldn't it be good enough for our relationships? Don't let anger and stubbornness get in the way of your relationships with those you love and those who love you. Take back what was said in anger by asking for forgiveness today, not tomorrow, for tomorrow may never come. And remember, the Lord said, "If you turn back, I will take you back. I will take you back." Which sets an example for us to forgive someone when they ask for forgiveness, so we can live peacefully together in the presence of each other and the presence of God. Let us pray. Lord, you continue to forgive our sins, even when we turn away from you. Lead us to a life that shows mercy to one another. Amen.